1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The largest of the nation's 12 rail unions has turned down management's offer, as three others did earlier. Union attorney Brad Edelman says there's an easy fix.
Our unions have said, the unions that rejected the contract, their members did, have said, we think it could ratify with paid sick leave.
CBS's Jason Brooks says a strike could hurt.
The Association of American Railroads estimates that a strike would cost the economy about $2 billion a day, affecting major retail chains like Walmart and Target, as well as shippers like UPS and FedEx.
We're hearing from one of those who stopped the man alleged to have killed five people at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado.
Army veteran Richard Fierro said he tried to kill the gunman who opened fire in the middle of a Colorado Springs nightclub Saturday night.
I saw him and I went and got him. And when I pulled him down, I told him I was hitting him. I want to kill you, guy.
His daughter's boyfriend, Raymond Green Vance, was among five killed.
And my daughter got to spend her last day with him happy.
Also killed were Ashley Paw, Kelly Loving, and bartenders Derek Rump and Daniel Aston. Marissa Armas, CBS News, Colorado Springs.
The accused shooter is still in the hospital. An SUV crashed through the glass wall of an Apple store in Hingham, Massachusetts, killing one person, injuring at least 17. More from CBS's Errol Barnett.
In a statement, Apple says the 65-year-old who died was at the store working to support recent construction at the site, and the store itself had only been opened less than an hour before this all unfolded.
The University of Virginia's football season will come to an end with the cancellation of this Saturday's game. WINA Radio's Dory Zook has that.
The decision came a week and a day after three players were gunned down by a former teammate. Jay James is the sports director of WINA, flagship station of the Virginia Sports Radio Network.
Well, it certainly isn't surprising, given the trauma that the football team has experienced, that they just could not finish a football season under these types of circumstances.
At the World Cup, there have been a number of issues, but CBS's Roxana Sabarian Cutter says the fans are focused on the field.
American fans we met say they're aware of the controversy.
That didn't deter you, obviously.
No, that's obviously something that the Qatari government needs to, deal with itself, and we're here for the soccer.
The French communication regulator has asked Twitter to ensure that it can meet its legal obligation to guarantee transparent information about itself despite a series of drastic job cuts at the company. In a letter to Twitter, officials said the company has an obligation under a 2018 law to fight the manipulation of information. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives?
Ho, ho, hold on there. I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. You don't want your dog eating any of that. These potentially harmful ingredients are found in many of today's popular dog foods, but not in Nature's Blend. A freeze-dried raw dog food with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility.
Your dog will go bonkers over Nature's Blend's savory flavor and texture.
For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartyspets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I guarantee it with a 100% 90-day return of your purchase price.
Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The body found in a Portage County ditch on November 12th has been identified as Safandre Lindsay, age 41, of the Chicago area. The body was located along a portion of 110th Street North, south of Washington Avenue in the town of Grant. The circumstances around Safandre's death are still being investigated, and the cause of death has not yet been determined pending results of the autopsy, which was performed by the University of Wisconsin-Madison Department of Pathology. The DNR is reminding hunters to clean gear and equipment after hunting to keep the spread of invasive species from moving into other parts of the state. This includes cleaning ATVs and UTVs, as well as boots, outer equipment, and anything else that went into the woods while hunting. The Packers are off until Sunday night when they take on the Eagles on the road at 7:20 p.m. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 13, overnight, under partly cloudy skies, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 36. Lows around 18, tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, Wednesday, with daytime highs approaching 38. 42, Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 17.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm dying to buy that we have not done yet is this pie face one. Have you seen that? Jane, this game, I'll tell you what. It is just this little tiny plastic game where you put your chin in it and you're just going around and you're playing one-on-one and you're just clicking this little knob. And you don't know when it's going to come, and you've got a giant pie there, whipped cream pie that's going to get one of you.
So it's pie roulette.
Basically.
Essentially.
Zero skill.
Zero skill. That's so much fun. It's always love it. I'm loving it. You know, as we get down to the bottom of the hour here, and on the next one, I said, I definitely just want to take the time to thank both of you guys. I know that it's World Cup time. You guys have plenty of things to be doing. It's Monday. You guys spent some great times with us here, gave us a lot of great memories. I'm going to be thinking about the Yelich family on Thanksgiving and how much food's going to be eaten. So let's take it out to the break, and we'll be back. Thank you guys both.
Yeah, thank you for having us. It's been a blast and good catching up.
Awesome. You're listening to Ask Us Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to ALZ.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of the women who came before us.
Women who were told they were bad with money.
Women who couldn't even get a credit card without a man co-signing.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn to lead the way.
Join us at WeSaySaveIt.org,
where women of all ages and all budgets are learning how to save for retirement.
You work hard.
You make money.
Now make that money work for you.
Invest in yourself at WeSaySaveIt.org.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org, and in 3 minutes, you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but early detection allowed us to take control of the situation,
together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
MyShiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out DevilRadio927.com.
Are you? Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table.
And we're back here at the top of the hour. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin in Waukesha, Wausau, Oshkosh, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, and in Madison. I'm Philip Morris, filling in for Kristen Bry, and we are still here talking about turkey, giving thanks and giving back here this Thanksgiving week. And so as we get in there, Jane, do you know the history of Wisconsin's first Thanksgiving?
I do not know the history. Well,
I had to look this up because I was very curious myself. I just assume everybody's Thanksgiving started with the Pilgrims and all that. But during the winter of Wisconsin in 1659, fur traders nearly starved to death. And as they wandered the frozen grounds of the North Woods, they struggled to find food. And they eventually resorted to eating their two dogs before finding exile with one of the Native American nations up there in the far north. And so, while not exactly the feast that was enjoyed by the Pilgrims in the fall of 1621, well, let's just say those pups of theirs saved them from almost certain death.
Wow.
And so, the Thanksgiving that we know today had nothing to do with the 1621 harvest celebration. It was, you know, that celebration was part of Puritan traditions of fasting and rejoicing for the fall. Well, here in Wisconsin, our official first Thanksgiving was declared in 1830. And that's when Governor Lewis Cass, then governor of the territory of Michigan in Wisconsin, it as that's what we were at the time.
Right.
You know, at that time, there was a proclamation issued setting aside the last Thursday in November for the celebration of Thanksgiving. And that's our history for the day.
That's fascinating.
It's, you know, what would it take for you to have to eat your dogs? I don't have any dogs, but I have two cats. It'd take an awful lot for me to make that decision on, do I live or do I eat the cats?
Well, you know, that was certainly a far different time.
This is true.
And not that they didn't have affection for their pets, but I think it was probably a much more utilitarian kind of relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think all
And I've never been that hungry.
I've
been lucky enough to have never been that hungry.
That's right. I hope and I will pray that we will never have to be that hungry to have those conversations there, Jane. I tell you that much.
Definitely. But think about all the fur traders who really were saved by our native peoples.
Oh, absolutely.
And taught them how to survive and how to hunt and do all of these other things and just deal with the topography that they weren't used to.
You know, it's one of those, you know, here in 2022, if you just think about driving through the state, just even think about driving across southeastern Wisconsin, and now imagine that no car, horseback, wearing whatever
buckskin
that you had on your fur hat and maybe your badger pelts and whatever else you found and scrounged and were able to tan and get at the local fur trader shop. That's all you've got to go from, hey, there's no highway system that's going to take you from, you know, Waukesha to Beloit. It was horseback and whatever that train looked like. And that's not saying, hey, we need you to go north. Make your way to Ashwaubenon. See what happens.
Yeah. Good luck.
We take some things in this lifetime for granted sometimes, but we think about where we came from. And we are far, far from that.
Oh, absolutely. There are wonderful books. Especially around the Lake Superior area, about some of the early settlers there and some of the early traders there. And if you ever have an opportunity to go to Bayfield, they have an incredible museum. And again, some of the tools that they used, which were very rough tools for that time period. And they made cabins out of them and smokehouses. And it is remarkable when you think of the tenacity of these folks.
I tell you, you know, you talk about resilience.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
All the way back home in Wauwatosa.
Isn't that crazy?
I said, but you had to make your fire. You had to find a way to get fire sometimes. And if the winter was that cold, good luck.
Yeah. You were, yeah. And if you didn't have neighbors, because I follow a lot of people on Twitter who are in Alaska, and I follow a lot of dog mushers on Twitter. And for a lot of those communities still to this day, they depend on their neighbors really seriously to come and shoot a wayward moose. Or, you know, I've last year a mushing team was out preparing for the Iditarod and got attacked by a moose.
Oh my gosh.
And it wasn't until someone was able to reach a neighbor of hers who came out with a shotgun that brought the animal down. So,
oh my.
Yeah. You gotta look out for each other. You've especially if you're out. If you're isolated like that.
This indeed. And so we're going to roll into the next topic here that I think is going to be very fun. I think you might get a kick out of the chain because it's not turkey. And Brooke, you chime in on these too. This is Wisconsin's top 10 most Googled Thanksgiving recipes. And I think they'll shock you on some of these. A couple won't, but I think some of them will.
These are the top 10 Googled Wisconsin recipes.
Wisconsin only, yes.
For Turkey Day.
For Turkey Day.
Okay.
And so we'll start with number 10, Cherry Crisp.
Oh, yum.
I've never had that. Is that like apple or like cherry pie?
It probably, except it's probably got more of a streusel on top or something.
Okay.
But that sounds, every pie should be cherry.
Oh, my.
That's just my personal opinion. I'm a big cherry fan.
I've not had good cherry anything, so I typically pass
really?
On cherry anything.
Really?
Really.
You've never had a good cherry anything?
No.
Oh.
I kind of run from them because I'm much like the cranberries. I haven't had a good one, so I just assume they all taste like that.
And you've never had like, oh, Philip, I got to make you this cherry thing.
Oh, I'll take it.
It's graham crackers on the bottom and then cherry pie filling and cream cheese with a little lemon and a little Cool Whip on top.
I mean, it sounds like it should be outstanding. I will try it. I will try anything once.
It's really good.
Brooke, how about yourself? Cherry pie, cherry crisp?
I've never had cherry crisp. That sounds really good, though. But I'm a big, like, apple pie person.
Okay.
Apple anything. Cinnamon apple anything. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
To die for. So good.
Okay. Well, you might like number 9, then. A taffy apple salad.
That sounds like the Snickers salad we talked about last time.
Ah, okay. So that's what folks in Wisconsin, that's the 9th most Googled Thanksgiving recipe.
I'm going to look that up quick. Because that sounds very much like Snickers salad.
I would probably, if someone told me they were bringing taffy apple salad to my get-together, I would probably take that over the Snickers salad because I'm like, you just stop by 7-Eleven or over at Quick Trip, grabbed a handful of discount Snickers, threw them in a bowl. That's what immediately came to mind when I heard the Snickers salad.
Yeah, candy bar apple salad. So essentially, it is the same thing.
Okay.
And super easy, a little milk, some instant vanilla pudding, some whipped topping, apples, and Snickers.
All right.
You really can't screw it up.
Well, you know what? I may have to try that one as well. We'll go to number 8.
Okay.
Cranberry fluff.
Mm-mm. No.
I only know about marshmallow fluff. I'm probably not going to touch the cranberry fluff.
I don't know. Yeah. See, since my friend made this cranberry relish when I was down to have dinner with him a couple of weeks ago, it was fantastic. It was life-altering.
Where is Matt Holbrook? We need him. Matt, I need to taste your cranberry relish in the fluff form.
I'm telling you, his cranberry relish will probably change your life.
It just might. You know what? I'm open to anything. I'm open to new experience. Number 7, broccoli cauliflower salad.
Mm-mm. Nope. Okay.
Brooke says no.
Hard no from Brooke. Is it the broccoli or the cauliflower or just both?
Both.
You don't do broccoli?
I like broccoli with cheese, but that just doesn't sound...
It's good for you, Brooke. It's a nice cruciferous salad.
Yeah, I guess.
She's not even remotely convinced, Philip.
How about you, Jane?
I have a cauliflower prejudice.
Okay.
When we were kids, and I'm the last of 6, so she had a lot of people to feed 3 times a day. And once, and she always had a tough time getting us to eat vegetables, so she steamed the broccoli, and then she whipped it with milk, and she told us it was mashed potatoes.
Oh, my.
But now, for anyone who has ever had cooked cauliflower, it has a very specific odor. And we're all plopping out the supposed mashed potatoes on her plate, and it's got lumps in it, and I'm like, Mom, there's something really wrong with there's something wrong with it. Just eat it. You know, it's just, but that kind of cured me of broccoli, even raw with a lot of dip, maybe raw with a lot of dip, I could probably handle it.
I could probably join you there. I don't dislike broccoli or cauliflower, but it's not going to be the first thing. There's many other things I would put on my plate before I touch that.
Yeah. Yeah. Other things get priority.
That's right. Coming in at number 6, pumpkin tort. That sounds pretty good. If that's like a fancy pumpkin pie.
See, these are, I don't know what's...
Do you not like pumpkin pie?
I didn't for a long time, but the past like 3 years, I've like forced myself to eat it because I want to be one of those people so bad that likes pumpkin. So while everyone's like enjoying it, I'd be like, but like my face is like so grossed out, but I'm trying.
It's those Gen Z-er. They want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't have to force yourself to like it.
It just seems so like if someone's like, I'm going to have a slice of pumpkin something that like, you are probably a good person, I feel like, if you eat pumpkin.
Oh my. And we're getting to number 5 here that I think is pretty close. Like you said, the Snicker apple salad.
Oh, there we go again.
I said, hey, that's what we're Googling here.
Yeah, it's so good and it's so easy and everybody likes it.
And it looks like number 4 is an imitation, but it says Pillsbury Crescent. So I guess here in Wisconsin, we're trying to recreate the Pillsbury Crescent roll from scratch.
Oh, I just buy the tube.
I'm all for the ease.
Yeah.
Some things are just better.
And sometimes I buy it just so I can pop it because it's fun.
Indeed. I there is a guilty pleasure of popping that little can open.
Yeah. Yeah. And waiting for the doughboy to jump out.
That's right. Number 3, beer cheese dip.
Yum.
Yep. So Gen Z is in the beer cheese dip.
And is that just 2 ingredients? That's probably just beer and cheese.
I've never made it. I don't know. I've had it from others and, you know, with pretzels and you know, things like that. It is really good.
I'm doing a quick search. Beer cheese dip. How to make. Spend pennies. Dark beers, light beers, non-alcoholic beers. Any kind of cheese. Melt butter, seasonings, and flour.
All right.
Pour in the beer, milking a little at a time, whisking after each addition. Once thick and bubbly, add the cheeses and stir until melted. I like these recipes because they're super simple.
You know, that sounds like kind of like a fondue recipe.
It does.
I see, because I was thinking like you. I was like, just 200 beer and cheese. All right. Block of cheese.
Well, the thing with, you got to have a roux. So it's butter and flour, and I've never been able to successfully pull that off.
Oh, my.
Have you made a roux? You're a chef.
Oh, yes. I have many. I have many. Yes. I do it fairly well.
Okay. You're going to have to show me how one of these days.
You know what? We'll get live on the air and we'll do it. We'll keep those things there. The beer cheese dip there, Brooke, do you like it just a little bit or a lot?
A lot.
I think you're a cheese fan, aren't you?
I am.
I've noticed, Jane, the young ones love cheese.
We're Wisconsinites, Philip.
This is true.
We're part cheddar.
Hey, we could be worse things.
No doubt.
So, well, as we're coming up on this next break here, we're going to take you out here. We're going to come back to our top 2 most Googled Wisconsin Thanksgiving recipes. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network.
I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It was a short week, and it still feels like it was a long week.
And we did it.
We did. Well, we're almost done. We almost did it.
We're still going to get through today. But we did it. We live to tell about it. We're having fun.
Yeah. All kinds of fun things planned for today.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Right here on The Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoosels at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Ahoy, Wisconsin. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, a new Native American theme show live weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7. Each day, activists and newsmakers will provide updates on protecting Mother Earth. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. We invite all people to walk hand-in-hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Join us for our Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake weeknights at 6 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
We all know to dial 911 to reach law enforcement and protective services. And now community information and referral can be reached with an easy-to-remember three-digit telephone number. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Who provides respite services in the community? They know. Where can you find your child a tutor or mentor? They know. Find the answers to these questions and more by dialing 211, the place to get connected and to get answers. Dial 211.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The names of the individuals involved in a fatal vehicle accident on Friday, November 18th, in the village of Amherst Junction have been released. 58-year-old passenger Miguel Angel Hernandez Valdivia from Appleton died as a result of injuries sustained in the crash. The driver of the vehicle has been identified as Axel Cruz Zelaya, age 30, from Appleton. Cruz Zelaya was arrested for operating the vehicle without a valid driver's license, causing death. The three other uninjured passengers were 29-year-old Jorge Isaac, 47-year-old Luis Lopez, and 36-year-old Orlando Zelon, all from Appleton. The incident remains under investigation at this time to determine the cause and circumstances of the crash. The Wisconsin Badgers football team will play a bowl game for the 21st straight season after beating Nebraska on Saturday. Wisconsin hosts Minnesota to close out the regular season this week. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 13, overnight, under partly cloudy skies, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 36. Lows around 18, tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, Wednesday, with daytime highs approaching 38. 42, Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 17.
You know, their internal organs.
Their internal organs, but I need a diagram of where these giblets came from to know what I'm eating. See, I think Brooke is on my page. Do you eat the giblets? That's a no.
Sometimes unknowingly.
Okay.
And then my dad would be like, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. Thanks for telling me after.
But that was always in my mother's dressing recipe. She mm-hmm. used the giblets.
I will, if someone asks me to make gravy, I will make giblet gravy. And use that. I will set them to the side. They're mm-hmm. not going anywhere near the rest of the food.
Right.
Now, I have relatives that do all kinds of things with the giblets. I'm like, mm-mm. I don't want the giblet surprise. I don't want a giblet popping out of anything and just surprising me on my plate. I'm not having it.
Certainly not in its natural form.
No. I will not have that. But yes, you know, as we get down to this, Brooke, what are some of your favorites? Outside of those subjects, does Gen Z, do you have a favorite? You guys coming at the time that you're growing up and coming of age, what is it that Gen Z favors for Thanksgiving?
See, I feel like what I have for Thanksgiving is different than all my other friends.
Okay.
Like my mom, she makes collard greens. Sometimes we don't have turkey, we have ham instead.
Okay.
Sometimes she makes like little chickens. They're so cute and yummy, but sorry, that's so bad.
Is it like a Cornish hen or something?
Yeah. It depends on how she's feeling that Thanksgiving. If she wants to make like a whole ham or like, because those are just easier to make than like a whole turkey or a whole ham. She makes baked mac and cheese, which is so good.
That's right.
And then I have a couple family members that will bring chitlins, but I don't touch them
or go near them.
And are chitlins that are along the giblet route?
Chitlins are the intestines, and they come in buckets. They come in buckets, and you have to clean them and clean them well. I'm not doing them. The sheer smell alone when you buy them and bring them home, no, that's a hard pass for me.
Does the dish smell that way?
From what I've been told, if it's made properly, it doesn't. Lord. But if you've ever been in a house where somebody's made them, it'll make you're not going to try them unless you grew up eating them. And I have my family's 50-50. Some love them. Everybody else despises them.
Mm-hmm. There's no in between. You either love them or hate them. I've always hated them.
It sounds like lutefisk.
Very much. I'd say culturally, yes. I would agree, yes.
Yep. Either you're all in or, this is never happening.
No. Yeah. Never happening in my house. My kids don't have to worry about that one. I will torture them with vegetables, but not chitlins. We'll be back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio, streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Who doesn't love laser tag? iCombat gives you that and so much more. It's a real-life video game experience. iCombat's perfect for birthday parties, special events, corporate team building, or just blasting away at your friends. iCombat at 1023 Spring City Drive off Sunset. For more info, go to iCombatWaukesha.com. iCombat is a proud sponsor of the Black Shirt Football radio broadcast. Gear up, squad up, prepare for iCombat laser tag.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Let the music roll.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underley said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's that song again! Yay! Here's that song again!
For the 100th time today,
here's that song again!
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day!
Yay! Here's that song again! It will make you cray cray!
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times. Yay! Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
We're back here at the middle of the hour, our final hour here on our Monday show. I'm Philip Morris in for Kristen Bry on As Goes Wisconsin. Call or text anytime at 844-967-2789. And so now that we're back, we're going to go into one of my favorite segments here. If you've heard me before, I did it last week and I did it the time before. It's the best of next door. And I tell you, I try to find the ones here that really, really just tie into, you know, our Thanksgiving season here. And so here's what I have found. First one, urgent alert. And if you could see their post, it's got the sirens around it.
Oh, everything's flashing.
Everything's flashing. This is urgent. Help. We are in need of someone to help us. ASAP. Big, bold letters. And then they go ahead and reply to themselves. We are in need of someone to help us put the printer cartridge into the printer. My mom is old. Can anyone help us?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. You know, sometimes those printer cartridges are hard to figure out.
I'm telling you, though, Philip, for people of a certain age in their 80s, because I am technologically challenged enough, and I have a fancy cell phone and all that stuff, but I can see where some people in their 70s and 80s are just going to be, what?
But would you post it on Nextdoor? You took the time to go online to make the post.
Maybe they live in California and they have relatives who are here.
These are Wisconsinites.
Oh, these are Wisconsinites.
These are Wisconsinites. Oh, I do some sifting and searching to find the ones here that relate just the best to us.
Awesome.
As goes in Wisconsin. Next up, this is just from here on October 22nd. I found a can of beans. They are Bush's brand. Bush's Best, to be exact. They were found on, I won't name the street, last night. If you lost a can of beans, please respond and tell me what kind, flavor they are, and you can come pick them up for me. I hope we can sit down and enjoy the beans. I really can't keep them. I have too many beans anyway.
That's someone who's just looking to amuse everyone.
You know, I sometimes I want to think that, but I really think some of these people are really serious. Like, people have, you know, I don't have a lot of free time in my day, let alone have time to post something like that, just even if I want to be funny. That's why I'm not on Twitter, because I would be like, I would get nothing else done. And then my favorite, because my name is in it, and hopefully they aren't talking about me, but this is from 3 days ago. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone except Phil.
Oh.
Every one of you. You know who you are, except Phil. Our wonderful neighbors. I'm happy to be part of this community. He can go.
Take that, Phil.
It's like, take that, Phil. I got to double check, make sure that wasn't my neighborhood. I don't run across too many Phils, but when I do, I have to really start thinking about things.
I don't think it's you.
I hope not. You know, I think I get along with my neighbors every now and again. Yeah, I might, you know, maybe one extra day or one extra morning before I pull the dumpsters back up. We've got a long driveway. And when it's slippery and snowing cold, last thing I want to do is go out there, and because I rarely put on shoes, is walk down my driveway barefoot to go fetch the recycling and the garbage.
Yeah, that's not the worst.
Not the worst. I try to be better.
Yeah, people can deal with that.
And now, on to my next one here. Ask a Gen Z. That means we get to hear from As Goes Wisconsin's own resident Gen Z, Brooke. How are you, Brooke?
I am well.
You are well.
Yes, I'm okay. Well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good. I'm doing well. I'm going to put you on the spot here.
All right, let's do it.
Because this was big news. We talked about it a tiny bit in the very first hour. What do you think about Trump being back on Twitter? I know it's loaded.
I think this is probably one of the worst things that could have happened besides him running for president again. Like, no one needs to hear his opinion ever again. Ever, like, and I wholeheartedly believe that. Like, I wish we could just zip his lips and just be quiet.
I could see that. But shouldn't we hear both sides of the story? We have to balance the yin and the yang.
I would say yes if it were anybody else.
Anybody else. Well, you heard it, folks. Gen Z has spoken here, at least for us. Jane, do you have thoughts?
I do have thoughts. For one thing, if he comes back to Twitter, he's got to admit the Truth Social, which is his version of Twitter, is a failure, because it is. So he's not big on accepting losses, in case anyone may have noticed that just over the last couple of years. So I have a really hard time believing that he is going to come back to Twitter and admit, however inadvertently, that Truth Social is a failure.
Is there a monetary value to Truth Social? Like, we know that Twitter has a value. It was just sold for major money.
Oh, Truth Social's got all kinds of issues.
It's got all
kinds of issues.
I was trying to think in my mind, is there a way that he would spin to say, this is a win. We did something great, and it made a lot of money, and we went to here, and that's what we did with our hair, and we're going to do these things, and we're going to talk about this.
But that's why
the truth.
That's why he started it, because he thought he was going to make a bunch of money.
This is true.
And originally, from what I understand, it did quite well and then tanked shortly afterwards, because some of the deal makers behind the scenes and the money people behind the scenes pulled out and this and that. And so it will be interesting going forward. Although I have to say, too, with all the amount that I am on Twitter, people were reposting stuff that he put on Truth Social anyway.
That's right.
It's almost impossible to get away from him.
I think you're right. I said some of these things that it's... At what point are you just doing too much to try to get away? It's there.
Yep.
Somebody, whether you like it or not, there's somebody that accepts it as their truth, and they're going to repost.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
You know, there are very serious ramifications about people spreading misinformation and encouraging violence and encouraging, you know, and it's really disheartening, especially with the shooting in Colorado Springs over the weekend, to see some of the responses that people have to tragedies like this. Mm-hmm. And so I want to be optimistic about humanity, and then days like that happen and I'm not so optimistic.
That I can see. You know, as optimistic as I always am, or try to be, you kind of have to hold it with a grain of salt there.
Yeah, it's disappointing. And you just wish people would be better.
I would agree. At the base of thing, and I think Gen Z's teaching us that, is that be better. Do better. Take the time. And if you're wrong, you're wrong. But try to be better.
And admit you're wrong.
But, well, I can't. I'm a millennial. I can't say that. I said, but there's Gen Zs. I'm trying to learn from them. Yes. So my next one in here for you, Brooke, is we talked about Thanksgiving a little bit here, and we talked about Gen Z. Is there a such thing as, in your world, or that you know of, a digital Thanksgiving?
That sounds like my nightmare. I need, like, to be in the same room as people. Like, I really need social interaction in the way of, like, if I want to give you a hug or hold your hand. Like, it feels very different, like, through a screen. Which I feel like that's weird coming from someone that's a part of Gen Z, but...
I could see that. I was reading an article from The Takeout, and they were talking about the differences, you know, going forward, that Gen Z is doing Thanksgiving differently. And I thought that was just fascinating, because more of them are just opting for different ways. Jane, more pizza from the younger generation gets ordered. They don't see the need to spend so much money on, what is turkey? $1.99, $2.99, $3 a pound?
It's still relatively inexpensive.
Inexpensive, but it's not expensive as a large pepperoni or large cheese, two of them.
And they're made.
And they're already done.
And they're already done for you.
That's right.
It's a matter of wanting to put in the work to prepare this meal. It's about time. And I think they prioritize their time differently.
That's right.
Right, Brooke?
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, that was one of the things in the article. It talked about their Gen Z's approach to Thanksgiving. It's bring on the pizza and the potluck and bring on the friends. We want to spend that time. We don't want to spend all the time, you know, going through all this stuff and having to do all the things that come with it that are just time consuming when they say, there's a better way. Why are we doing all this? Because, and I think about it now, Mike, the amount of time that I'll spend from this past weekend through Thursday,
yeah,
and probably into Friday, I could have been doing a whole lot of other things. We could have been just subtracting time to go and do something else. Other than spending time to prep, cook, clean dishes, probably clean again. And if you're going to eat, you got to clean again.
Do any of your kids help you with cooking?
They try. They're still kind of young. They want to. They are eager to try.
Okay.
But the attention span is not there for an entire thing. So if I can get them to, you know, wash the greens, you know, my daughter will, she'll chime in to want to do that. Or they'll start, if we're baking, mixing. Okay, I dump this into the mixer. All right, I'm done. Back to
back to you, Dad.
And TV and whatever else, and I'm left abandoned in the kitchen all over again.
But that's a good way to get them started.
That's right.
And I would think too, Brooke, if Gen Z started cooking together, maybe, mm-hmm, and made that part of your time together, then yeah, you would be more inclined to, as opposed to just having one person in the kitchen all the time.
Yeah, and well, like, out of all my friends, like, even this past weekend, like, when we're all together, I'm the only one that cooks, but I enjoy cooking. Mm. Everyone else, like, we can go out, and I'm like, oh, I can make this. Like, I'm always the one cooking. And my friends will help, but even my roommate now, she's going to hate me for saying this. She was like, I haven't had this many, like, home-cooked meals since I've, like, lived with my mom. Because I'm just constantly, I just enjoy it.
Well, that's wonderful.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. So, I'm curious. So, outside of, like, the traditional Thanksgiving dinner, Are Gen Z, are they more acclimated to like the Friendsgiving, more casual, yeah, on the go, and mm-hmm, we're just here?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we do, like my close-knit group of friends, is we'll go to each of our parents' houses together. Mm-hmm. It's like we're like a little family because none of us are married or have kids. So it's like we like bring our little family and then we go to my mom's and then my other friend's mom's. And then a couple days after that, we'll do Friendsgiving and we just bring all of our parents' leftovers.
I mean, that sounds like a plan there. I guess we're doing it all wrong, Jane.
Seriously, I think you're onto something there.
Just kind of, that's better than progressive dinner. You've done all the work. I get to show up, and then I'm going to take some of it back with me.
Yes.
And I'm going to do this again three or four more times. You know what? This reminds me of, I always joke, I said it was when we were, before we had kids, it was always the single friend that wasn't going home, but was just going to kind of bebop around and pop into all the couples, you know, dinners. And that's exactly what they did. They might have been ahead of their time.
Yes.
Hmm.
They had their meals taken care of for the next week.
Mm-hmm. I like it. So is there anything that Gen Z likes? Are there Thanksgiving or holiday traditions that you hold true that you think will stay or spread amongst your friends and kind of peer group?
I think Friendsgiving, because I think like most people that I know that are my age, they have their own Friendsgiving with their close friends. I think that's something that like, because you know, usually you get older, you get married, you have kids, and then you just kind of combine them. I think we'll always have our own separate, like, even if I'm married one day and have kids, I don't know about that part, but I think I'd still be like, okay, the adults are going to go drink a lot of wine and have our own little Friendsgiving. I think that that's a tradition that a lot of Gen Zers will continue to do.
And what day is Friendsgiving?
It's usually after, so we can bring leftovers. But sometimes before but usually aim for after. So it could be like the first week of December, whenever everyone's available, you just find a day after and then.
So it's not like actually on the calendar, there is no set Friendsgiving.
It's usually like a text of like, when should we have Friendsgiving?
Okay.
I like it.
That's good to know.
I like every bit. I will tell you, I said I'm not huge on, I am. I've tried to partake into all the social media. TikTok, I'm kind of just a voyeur. I like seeing the things. I think I've made one or two posts. You know, I did something with my son. But to see the TikTok Friendsgiving things, like when you search that, there's creativity like you wouldn't believe. Like, and it just blows you away. You're just like, wow. I would have never thought to do that. Like the fun that they have. Like we just talked with our guests earlier, and we talked to Jane about it on some of the things that we're used to, these traditions from yesteryear. These things that we kind of inherited, whether it was spoons or playing cribbage or all these things. But these Gen Z, they've come up with their own things that are, I think a lot of people in older generations are now seeing some of this stuff like, you know what? We want to do that too. That looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's... And it's always, my mom always, like, when I tell her I'm doing this, she's like, what are you guys going to drink or eat? Is it just going to be wine the whole time? And we're like, yes. And it's probably $5 a bottle because it's all we can afford.
Oh, my. Well, that's a different story there. We got to get those wages up so we can make sure these Gen Zs can afford more than a $5 bottle of wine.
At least a $7 bottle of wine. Come on.
You know, I'm going to start my own Ignite the Spirit. It's going to be a different kind. Sorry, Joe. We're going to ignite the spirits of the young ones with some non-$5 wine. We're going to take donations there to get them better wine and spirits.
And what about games, Brooke? Do you guys play games or do you just hang out and chill?
Sometimes. We play spoons. There was this game we used to play called Mafia. That's a really fun one. We tried to get our parents to do it, and they just were really bad at it. So we kind of retired that one. It's basically just like everyone gets a card. Certain numbers or letters mean you're a mafia member or you're a citizen. And then secretly, two mafia members will kill off one of the someone in the group, and you have to figure out who killed you. And there's like a bunch of other characters. But our parents were so bad at it. They kept saying who they were. And I was like, what is going on here? So we just gave up on that.
So kind of like a murder mystery, kind of whodunit type thing.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. It's so much fun.
I like that a lot. So, well, we're going to go out to the break here. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin. Call in, text anytime, 844-967-2789. You're listening to the Civic Media Network.
You said forever, now I drive alone past you.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy overnight with lows around 19. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, high of 42. Lows level off around 24 tomorrow night. Mainly sunny skies and calm Wednesday, with daytime highs approaching 46. 48, chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this
impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car and he came home and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally.